Oh, jeez. Dad, there's a lot of tech news flying around here today.
Are you okay?
What? You can't see them?
Are they in the room right now?
Yeah, look, here's one. Boom!
Ah!
Got him! Meta suffered a monumental blow this week when it reported a drop in daily active Facebook users for the first time since the platform launched 18 years ago. I don't have my prompter remote because I threw it at Riley. As a result, the tech giant stock dropped by over 20%, wiping out over $250 billion in value, the single biggest valuation wipeout for an American company in history.
What about General Electric?
Now, usually it would seem rude to revel in others' misfortunes, but after Facebook's tumultuous history of hiding data about its problematic psychological impacts while leaking vast amounts of user data that it sells to advertisers, well, let's just say the internet didn't have very many Fs to give. On top of all that, Facebook is facing a lawsuit from Australian billionaire Andrew Twiggy Forrest over what he describes as its failure to stop criminals using his image to advertise for crypto scams. Making things more confusing is the fact that Forrest is in the business of mining, but not crypto mining, like the real one. Will Facebook survive all of this? Yes. Yes, they will. But it's okay. Let's just take a moment in Schadenfreude together, okay?
Eat it, Facebook!
In the Netherlands, Apple has offered to reduce its commission on iOS in-app purchases from 30% to a generous 27% when users use a payment processor other than Apple Pay.
Oh, nice.
And honestly, I feel like we should be thanking them. 3% can do a lot if you invest it. The announcement comes after Dutch regulators ordered Apple to allow the use of third-party payment processors in iOS dating apps and fined the company 5 million euros for missing the first deadline to comply. Many experts analyzing the Epic v. Apple lawsuit expected Apple to continue to charge a commission if third-party payments were allowed, but since a 3% drop might not actually even cover the transaction fees of whatever Apple Pay alternative is used, many developers are wondering if switching is worth it. And then there's also the fact that you're trying to use iOS, Apple's intellectual property, without paying them a third of your income. Have you any morals?
Can you imagine getting a desktop
OS that, for that's
free?
Their property in the metaverse. And Intel has pulled another Intel with a new report comparing the number of hardware vulnerabilities found in Intel's chips versus those from its arch enemy AMD. Intel's 2021 security report notes that 31 flaws were discovered in AMD's CPUs, while only 16 were found in Intel's. Intel did have almost twice AMD's flaws in their GPUs, but actually, apparently that's due to a component found in Intel graphics chips made by AMD.
Beautiful flaws.
This would all kind of make sense if every flaw was equally dangerous, but not all vulnerabilities are as bad as the one in Helm's Deep. The single explosive, I mean, we didn't see that coming. Besides, Intel and AMD should probably focus on Unity right now, since 23 serious flaws were just found in UEFI firmware that's actually used by both of the companies, and many others. So it's time to stop fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, keep fighting, but fight bad guys, not each other.
Oh.
And no groin shots. Time for a Riley break.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Brilliant, the easy way to learn new things as part of your New Year's resolution. Yeah, I know you forgot about it a month later. That's why you need Brilliant. They make learning STEM concepts with dense sounding names like algorithm fundamentals and scientific thinking accessible and fun because it uses active learning with engaging problems to solve and interactive visual concepts to play with. There's no harsh grading, long lectures, or strict time limits. I mean, it sounds to me like Brilliant should run for school board president because that would be awesome. So crush your 2022 goals and use the link below to join Brilliant's community of 8 million learners and educators today, and the first 200 people can save 20% off a year of STEM learning. Brilliant.org/techlinked. Get smart.
You guys totally thought I was going to give you a break from Riley, but it was a break of Riley. Google has gotten into the right to repair spirit with their new Chromebook repair program, which will help schools set up repair facilities partially run by and for students. The program is obviously meant to help Google compete against recent pro repair moves made by Microsoft, but that doesn't mean we can't celebrate the fact that the program encourages fixing devices instead of chucking them. There's a different school program for that.
I was a star player.
Twitter is initiating a wider rollout of its Reddit-esque downvoting feature, which will now be offered to a selection of users worldwide. For now, the downvotes will only be visible to the user that does the downvoting, so you won't have the satisfaction of knowing you just taught that person a lesson. And they're probably still just going to post the same meme for the 200th time, but To be fair, guys, it is a funny meme.
Great GIF.
Amazon is increasing the price of its all-encompassing Prime subscription service for the first time in 4 years. Now, access to free same-day shipping, haha, not really free, some books and music, some Twitch stuff, and some TV shows that... It says mediocre in here, but I don't know, I haven't watched any of them. Will cost $139 US a year instead of $119. Thankfully, there is a way to secure one more year at the old price. That'll be in the news sources down below. Or you could just not.
Dude, the eBay is a thing.
I mean, Daddy Bezos got to have them rebuild that bridge for his yacht, right?
You should have the rocket.
Rockstar has confirmed that Grand Theft Auto V will go through one more zombie mutation and lurch onto PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and X on March 15th. The studio also announced that they're working on the next Grand Theft Auto, which will come out at some point, probably involve stealing cars, maybe
what?
Grand Theft Auto 5S?
In space!
In space? We could be wrong. And Meta might be struggling, but they are adding a personal boundary system to their Horizon virtual reality world VR chat copy thing. It will prevent other avatars from getting too close to yours, which may help prevent virtual harassment initiated by creeps online. Somehow those creeps got online.
What?
How do they do that?
Stop.
Although pushing up against a boundary would probably be just as creepy, they're just, yeah, let's make it...
Like, if they're just here, is that as...
Yeah, it's still weird. And what's also weird is this video's over. There was all that tech news flying around. I swear I saw it. That wasn't that much.
Get this man some help.
We need more. Let's come back on Monday. Come back on Monday.
What?